And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in the beautiful downtown studios. I'm looking out the window. It is a great day to get in your backyard and fire up your grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good afternoon, everybody, whatever time of the day it is where you're listening across the planet. And we are the Grillin' Guys. You know, last night I met at Putt-Putt's with the owner, Charlie, and Jeff Leonard to get together this Wurst Fest. And Kevin Matthews was there and a guy named Dave Pratt. Now, Dave Pratt owns PJ Sound. This guy's going to do the sound at the Wurst Fest, and he's got a monster stage sound system. The Wurst Fest, folks, put it on your calendar, September 29th. The Grillin' Guys are going to be there. We're going to have a ton of fun, and we like having fun, and we've made a lot of friends, Jop. And this next fellow right now, Kenny Boy, he can throw down some walleye.
Yeah, before we get to Kenny, I just want to let everybody know there's a rumor out there that the Grillin' Guys rap might be live at the Wurst Fest. Just a rumor. It could get ugly.
Uh-oh, but anyway, pressure's on.
Yeah, so let's go to Captain Ken. Ken, you out there?
You bet.
Hey, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, we're doing great. Good morning.
Good. Fish biting?
Well, actually, we've got a little small craft advisory going out on the Bay of Augray this morning. So, First Mate and Captain Ken here, we're just getting the boat ready to go maybe this afternoon.
Okay, so you're still in the coffee shop eating donuts. I get it. All right. But that happens. That's fishing, right?
No, not at all. We're sitting out on our deck looking out over the beautiful Augray River and doing a little casting right off the dock.
Wow, that sounds like heaven. June 6th, Jop and I and the cowboy Rob Russell are going to descend upon your place, and we're going to go out and do a throwdown with you, some walleye. We're going to learn from the master.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to that. And, you know, based on how the weather conditions have been so far this spring, I got a feeling June is going to be the month to be up here.
Wow, that's excellent. So tell us about Gyra Charters.
Well, Gyra Charters started about 3 years ago. We're actually from the west side of the state, but we've had a love affair here with Saginaw Bay for a long time. And we love to walleye fish. We love to eat them. We love to catch them. So Gyra Charters started a little business over here. We have a place right on the Augray River. And we feel very fortunate to have made a lot of relationships with a lot of charter boat captains locally here. We've got some excellent fishermen, and so when you get Gyra Charters, you actually get the benefit of several other charter boat fishermen out here because we network, we're good friends, we're not in competition, and we share a lot of knowledge, a lot of local knowledge here.
Yeah, plenty of bay to go around, and I'm sure that everybody has the same goal in mind, and that is get out on the water, enjoy a day, catch some fish, and bring them back and grill them up. But if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Ken, how do they do that if they wanted to book a charter?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to go, but the best thing is just look on our website. It's www.gyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrachartersgyrach it actually means provider, and it's gyrocharters.com. And all the information you might want to know is right there. You can call, you can email me at CaptainKen.com, and it's that simple. We make it as easy as possible for people to make the trip.
Ken, if nobody's ever hired a charter captain before, what does it cost to do? Do you do one trip a day? Do you do a morning trip, an afternoon trip? How's that work, and what does that cost, roughly?
Well, my standard operating trip is an 8-hour charter. It's a full day. It starts at 7 and it normally ends at 3. And for a full day charter with, say, three to four people, it's about $500 a day.
Great value.
The accommodations, that includes all the equipment. We clean your fish, we package your fish for you. And, of course, our hospitality director, Terry, she takes care of a little happy time at the end of the fishing trip out on our. And it's all included in that package.
You know, that's cheap, guys. That's a buck and a quarter a guy for an all-day fishing trip. When you're guided, you've got all the equipment, you've got somebody cleaning your fish, a little happy hour at the end, man, that is an incredible value. And if you've never done this before, there's a lot of water out there, you know, and you want to go with a guy that knows what he's doing, knows where the fish are, and how to catch them once you find them. So we're big fans of Captain Ken and the Gyra Charters.
Well, we really appreciate that, and we're big fans of the Grilling Guys. We love you guys, and we talk about you guys a lot. We're all about that. I know we talk about our fish and fish recipes, and
that's what we want right now out of you, Captain. A good grilling recipe.
Well, that's one of the things we're working on. It. If you go to our website, Gyra Charters actually expanded their program a little bit. I actually joint ventured with Black Dog Outfitters right there on 14 Mile Road.
Sure.
And we provide a fall duck hunting opportunity here in Augrey Bay.
Okay. So but tell us, if you will, how you grill walleye.
Yeah. Well, very soon now, Terry's going to have on our website, she's going to have a whole page on our website that has grilling recipes. It's going to have how we do our walleye, what we do, and it's going to be all included in our website.
So you're not the griller in the family by the sounds of it.
Oh, not at all.
I think that violates man law, Ken. We're going to have to pull your man card when we see you.
Hey, easy, buddy. He'll earn it right back when he puts you on a 6-pound walleye and you're reeling that up. You'll think man, all right. Yeah, that's exactly right. But you know what? I don't think that's a bad thing that Terry's the griller in the family. We got a ton of lady listeners out there that are throwing down on the grill because the old man's got his lazy butt sitting in the chair watching a football game, you know? So that's not all bad either sometimes. So that's fantastic, man.
Yeah,
that sounded like self-deprecation there, Randy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. it's a team event, no doubt about it.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ken. We appreciate it.
Well, we look forward to this summer. We're looking forward to the season. It looks like it's going to be a great season. The season's just getting started here in Augrey, but from here all the way through probably about the first or second week of August, we should be looking at some really, really good fishing.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again. That was Captain Ken from Gyra Charters. When I love grilling walleye, and what I'll do is very often I'll marinate it in a little bit of wine, white wine, and some water and some salt. And that's all I do is leave it in the refrigerator for about 3 or 4 hours. Maybe put a little lemon in there, not too much though, because that acid will actually cook the meat.
Right.
But
3 or 4 hours. And speaking of hours, are coming up in our next segment, we've got our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell, coming on with us. And everybody knows Rob and his skills around the grill. He's going to talk to us a little bit about some grilled trout in the next segment. And I'm really looking forward to that. And then we're also going to do some safety notes and some safety tips in that next segment after we get done talking with Rob, because it is spring. Everybody's just unpacking all the stuff out of their garage, and we got to make sure that things are in working order before we fire them up.
That's right. And we want to thank Rockford Ace Hardware, who's come on as a sponsor, 643 Northland Drive in Rockford. They carry the Good One Smoker. If you want to find a grill, they have put in a grill section that if you're in the Rockford area, you got to see it, because these folks know how to barbecue. And Pete and the crew up there have a wonderful selection of grills.
And
great
when
place
you
to shop.
And when you buy a grill up there, they give you a gift certificate to the grist mill for the meat market. So
nice.
You not only get a new grill, you get the meat to go on the grill as well. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.